Stay tuned for Brother Johnson's News Behind the News.
Come out of the place where darkness prevails. What are you doing there? Why are you there? Why do you not leave, saith the Lord? Come out! Come out! Come out!
Cry out to me. I, the Lord God, have made things all set for my glory and my pleasure. Cry out, I say. Cry out, I say. For I am here for you, says the Lord.
Hi, this is Sister Sharon. Welcome to Signs International Radio. Brother Johnson, we didn't watch the Super Bowl, thank God. But millions of people did, and with small, impressionable young children in the audience. My nephew said he hit the off button on the remote. He has 8 impressionable young children in the house. That's my favorite button. I'll tell you, and it has been for a number of years. The TV and medium is being used to pervert our minds in ways that it wouldn't go normally. I know we have to stay informed in what is going on around us, but don't forget that off button and tell the devil, no, not in my house you won't. Mark 3:21 says, no man can enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods, except he will first bind the strong man, and then he will spoil his house. So, my friends, don't let the devil bind you and your household. Watch out what you are letting enter in through that means. Now here is your host, Brother Johnson, God's Watchman.
Get ready. Jesus is coming very soon. My, Sister Sharon, you're right. That Super Bowl halftime is getting more perverted and perverse every year. Welcome, my friends, as we expose the false tonight. Are you ready to hear about the truth on the Prophecy Power Half Hour, getting you ready for the troublesome days ahead? And please know that the I Am has sent us unto you, amen. This True Truth God-ordained program is spiritual, and as such, we need your support in prayers, tithes, love gifts, and offerings. We believe one person can make a difference. If you also believe that, partner with us, and together, we can make a whole wide world of difference. Just pray about becoming a Signs Radio's Walk on Water spiritual sponsor. The need is great. This ministry needs your help. Write Box 122 today, won't you? Bless you, my friends. Now, for another Last Days End Times quick Bible study from the original King James Bible, titled, The Time is Short. Matthew chapter 16, verses 24 through 27. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Matthew chapter 16, verse 27, for the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he shall reward every man according to his works. Watchman comment. What does this have to do with the end time? Simple. The time is short, and the day of the Lord is now at hand. Waiting to commit yourself fully much longer is dangerous to your soul. Amen. Matthew chapter 16, verse 25, for whosoever shall save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. You cannot save your own life in the last days we live in, because the only way that you can save your own life is to take the mark 666, that you might survive and not be hungry or thirsty, especially in the cities. Matthew chapter 16, verse 26, for what is a man profited if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? My friends, this is what the elite of this world in these end days are doing. They profit at the expense of others, and many of those are Christian, as they try to gain all the worldly goods they can. What they do not realize is they gain all they can, but they lose their souls. They exchange their souls for perishable things, while they also condemn their souls to perish in hell. Do not let that be you if you are listening to my voice right now. Nothing this world has to offer is worth eternity in hell. Nothing. So get right and get ready, for the day of the Lord is at hand. Prepare ye the way of the Lord, my friends.
1:6. And God said, I am that I am. And he said, what shalt thou say unto the children? I am has sent me unto you.
I am has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries.
On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. Now, prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said, "Let there be light."
The false church has set its course, but the true truth believers have also set their course. Dave, Carrie, and Philip from Ohio, CBK, Illinois, have all, in the Spirit of the Lord, sent a WOW Walk on Water love gift to sponsor tonight's program. Thank you, our friends. God bless you. There are no more names on my list of sponsors for February. Will you pray about helping keep the Signs programs on the air for the rest of February? Lord, I pray that there will be those who heard that request as you bless tonight's sponsors, and also bless all those who help keep all of your Signs programs on the air. And also, Lord, I pray you will bless all those listening to this program. Lord, please touch them with your true truth. Amen and amen. My friends, please stay tuned throughout this program for a devotional at the end that will help keep you informed, titled Old Sneaky Snake. Now the prophecy news behind the news, with my spirit-filled and spirit-led biblical perspective, you get only on Signs Radio Programming.
This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news.
The body parts defense researchers will use to track you. Cell phones that can identify you by how you walk. Fingerprint scanners that work from 25 feet away. Radars that pick up your heartbeat from behind concrete walls. Logarithms that can tell identical twins apart. Eyebrows and earlobes that give you away. A new generation of technologies is emerging that can identify you by your physiology. And unlike the old crop of biometric systems, you don't need to be right up close to the scanner in order to be identified. If they work as advertised, they may be able to identify you without you ever knowing you've been spotted.
Don't take the mark.
Continuing. Media nearly silent as armed guard foils school shooting. A student opened fire at his Atlanta, Georgia middle school. Another 14-year-old student was wounded in the neck before an armed officer working at the school was able to get control of the weapon. The armed resource officer who took the gun away was off duty and at the school. Watchman comment, apostate mainstream news media reporter Pierce Morgan apparently has claimed the armed guard was unable to stop the Atlanta school shooting. Contrary to the local police there in Atlanta, Georgia, saying that the armed guard actually was responsible for controlling the situation. Of course, Pierce Morgan cannot bring himself to admit such a fact because it would prove the things about guns he has been saying as false and wrong. Continuing. More police state in America. Military vet ordered to remove a tiny flag from his patio. Tyler Barge is a proud military veteran who was deployed to Afghanistan for 9 months in 2011. He served in the U.S. Army National Guard and just returned home. Then Barge received a notice from Riverwalk Apartments in Salem, Virginia, ordering him to remove the small American flag he placed in a flower pot on his patio. Watchman comment, is this the right way to treat America's heroes, not to mention not wanting Old Glory, America's flag of hard-won freedoms to be flown? My. Although I do understand now that the Riverwalk Apartments in Salem, Virginia has recanted and is allowing him now to fly his little flag. But that still doesn't right the wrong, folks. To even say that American hero must remove his American flag is anti-American, plain, pure, and simple. Continuing. American government communist socialist propaganda. USDA school lunch reform rules could be a hoax. With a huge fanfare and an overdose of propaganda, the U.S. government announced it was going to reform school lunches and vending machines to eliminate junk beverages like sodas. Under new rules, the Department of Agriculture proposed, school vending machines would start selling water, low-calorie sports drinks, diet sodas, and baked chips instead. Except here's the problem. We heard this same hoax 6 years ago when Billary Clinton was widely applauded, that's Bill Clinton, was widely applauded for achieving the very same reform back then. Wait, hold the horses. Why is the USDA saying it's going to ban sugary sodas in 2013 when it was already reported that Bill Clinton already solved the problem back in 2006? Just how can that be? Because it may be just all lies, as usual. Because 4 years after Bill Clinton's supposed victory over soda manufacturers, sugary sodas had vastly expanded their reach in U.S. schools. They did not decline. Continuing. Why is the U.S. government stockpiling guns and ammo? Think about it. Why does the civilian Department of Homeland Security need billions of rounds of ammunition? This is the agency that is responsible for policing the border, but it doesn't. This is the agency that is responsible for catching terrorists, but it doesn't. So why does Homeland Security need so many weapons and enough hollow point rounds to plug every American six times over? Maybe this is the civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded as the Defense Department, as Obama had said.
We cannot continue to rely only on our military in order to achieve the national security objectives that we've set. Got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong.
Yes, we can.
These words, civilian national security force, have disturbed me ever since the Obama has never explained what he meant. He's never been called to account for that remark. Doesn't this sound like the police state talk to you? My. Continuing. Watchman comment, what I'm about to read you is a 666 end-of-day sign. Will the Antichrist soon take control of Mount Zion, bringing forth the abomination that causes desolation? Matthew chapter 24, verse 15. Report, Israel seems to have sold Jerusalem to the Vatican. A historic agreement has been drafted between Israel and the Vatican. The Vatican is also asking that Israel hand over to the Vatican's control dozens of sites, 19 in Judea and Samaria, and 28 in Jerusalem. The Catholic Church has long wanted control over part of the area on Mount Zion. The last day signs, the end times. They are here. Continuing. Have you ever wondered what those crashing, annoying sounds were coming from your shortwave radio speaker? Type 3 solar radio bursts are produced by electrons accelerated to high energies, 1 to 1,000 keV, by solar flares. As the electrons stream outward from the sun, they excite plasma oscillations and radio waves in the sun's atmosphere. When these radio waves head in the direction of Earth, they make themselves heard in the loudspeakers of shortwave radios around the day side of the planet. More radio bursts could be coming. Continuing. Doctor warns, Obama taking over psychiatry. After all, how could anyone support guns in the hands of the mentally ill? Wait, not so fast. The problem is one of definition. Just who is to be labeled mentally ill? As the Soviets discovered, not everyone is afraid to speak out, and when dissidents are perceived by the public as speaking truth, they must somehow be discredited. What better way than to be labeled mentally ill? That accomplishes two things. First, the mentally ill person can be silenced and secreted away into a mental institution. Watchman comment. Possible scenario? The Obama administration lets the Second Amendment people keep their guns, but only if they are not mentally ill. And get this, it may be the Obama psychiatrist that will define who is mentally ill. Isn't that what they're doing now? Vaccines, anyone? No, you say? You could also be mentally ill. Continuing. 8,830,026 Americans on disability hits new record for 192nd straight month, according to newly released data from the Social Security Administration. As the overall number of Americans collecting disability has increased, producing funds to disability beneficiaries has decreased. Continuing. Chicago murder rate far worse since strict gun control. Chicago's murder rate is so much worse now than it was during the city's most notorious crime era, which was Al Capone's gangland when gun control laws hardly even existed. If the current murder rate volume continues, February 2013 will far exceed February 1929, when there were 26 killings, including those of the St. Valentine's Day massacre. My. Watchman comment, and guns were really prevalent back then, weren't they? Especially in the criminals' hands. Continuing. Is America next? Vigilante militias patrol Mexico. Armed vigilante militias are now patrolling towns in Mexico as a response to the government's failure to provide protection from criminal drug gangs. How far away is America from a similar situation? Watchman comment, that was a report I just read, but my, oh my, yesterday's fiction is today's reality. Continuing. Red alert. So-called smart utility company electric meters, devices which monitor and report your detailed usage of home appliances and electronic devices, are now being forced onto homeowners at gunpoint. Wow. Power companies are now invoking police escorts to accompany meter installation crews that force homeowners to accept the new meters. Police in Naperville, Illinois, a suburb of Chicago, oh, there we go with Chicago again, have arrested two mothers after they attempted to block utility workers from installing the so-called smart meters on their home electric lines. Translation, your home isn't really your home anymore. Smart meters also allow the power company to selectively turn off your power or charge you higher rates for electricity used during peak hours. Watchman comment, what's smart about smart meters is they're going to get you with these things, and it's nothing that will help you at all. Hospitals killing us softly. This is called passive euthanasia. Euthanasia is Greek for good death, but there is nothing good about dying from a lack of hydration. Or fluids, if you will. Passive euthanasia is all too common in America today. It is hastening the death of a person by altering some form of support and letting nature take its course. Examples include such things as turning off respirators, halting medications, discontinuing food and water, thus allowing a person to dehydrate and or starve to death. Continuing. Majority of federal government is bogus, not constitutional. Compromise between Marxism, social justice, and our Constitution is impossible. Compromise is defined as a middle way between two extremes. There is no middle way because it is treason, and any attempt to find a way will cause one to fail by definition. Compromise is a dirty word in our constitutional republic. There is no right nor left, no far right, no far left. There are only those who believe in our form of government by the people, for the people. Amen. And that's the true truth. Continuing. All dogs in UK will now be microchipped. Will the people be next? There have been growing calls for the UK government to take action amid concern from animal charities about dangerous dogs being used as weapons and status symbols. Under the measures to be unveiled by the UK Environmental Secretary, dog owners will also now face prosecution if an animal attacks anyone in their home. Those plans will be welcomed by postmen who have campaigned for a new law ensuring that dog owners are prosecuted even if their dog attacks someone on private property. Current rules mean that legal action is only taken if a dog attacks a person on public land. Watchman comment, just like in America, the UK, now you don't own your property anymore. They're making laws against you for things that can happen on your own property. The microchipping of pets and livestock has been in America for quite a while, but it as yet is not mandatory like it is in the UK. Though I have said many times, when it becomes mandatory, are people next? And will it be 666, the Beast Mark? Continuing. USA. A survivalist group wants to build a stone fortress that could hold 7,000 families and keep food and water for a year in the event society collapses. The fortress would be called the Citadel, and all residents would be required to own weapons, and it would be located in a remote logging town 70 miles southeast of Spokane, Washington. The number of so-called patriot groups has grown since USA President Obama was first elected, and the renewed debate over gun control is further deepening resentment of the federal government. Residents of the Citadel would also be required to stock enough food and water to last a year. Watchman comment, my. I warned you, and now things are starting to pop. Continuing, the growing Big Brother USA police state. We have crossed yet another threshold into tyranny in America. USA President Obama's legal team in the Department of Justice has just issued a memo that justifies the drone killings of American citizens. This is done based on nothing but the opinion accusation that the person being targeted may be associated with a terrorist organization. No evidence need to be presented. No trial, no due process, no legal defense, nothing. We should all be alarmed over this, because if a president would justify secret drone killings of U.S. citizens completely outside the law, there's nothing he cannot justify.
Candyman, candy, cause he mixes it, make the world taste good. Candyman.
This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. Stay tuned for a devotional titled Old Sneaky Snake. My dear listening friends, science has only a few supporters, and I constantly struggle to pay for programming. And right now, I've got nobody on my list to support the next program. Please take time to pray and ask God if you should send support and what He would have you send, and then respond accordingly. You can send a check or money order made out to Signs or Cash, if you wish, to remain anonymous. Then just leave your return address off. Do not forget to pray over it, and then God will get it through, won't He? Sure He will. Amen. If you are ready to write, here is the address. Signs, spell that, S-I-G-N-S, P-O, Box, 122, Town is Lyle, spell Lyle, L-I-S-L-E, state is New York, abbreviate N-Y, zip code 13797. Sharon and I will be looking forward to seeing your letter of support in Post Office Box 122 this week. Won't you send it? It's always a blessing to hear from you. Now a devotional that I've been promising, titled Old Sneaky Snake. Luke chapter 10, verse 19. Behold, I give to you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the authority of the enemy, and nothing by any means shall hurt you. Matthew chapter 10, verse 16. Behold, I send you out as sheep in the midst of wolves. Therefore be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. My dear listening friends, the Bible identifies your enemy as a serpent. And just like the snakes at the zoo or in the wild, Old Sneaky Snake camouflages himself extremely well. Satan knows, and that's who Sneaky Snake is, that the Lord has given you authority over him. So he has to seek ways in which you will fail to recognize who he is. He knows that defending yourself would be much easier if he came out and said, "Hey, I'm here, I'm Satan, Old Sneaky Snake, and I hate you." But that's not what he does. So he lurks in the background, in places and things you would never suspect, waiting for an opportunity to steal or kill or destroy. And much of the time, you do not even realize Satan's there, Old Sneaky Snake is there, until you find yourself in the midst of an attack. And how does Satan camouflage himself? Why, by looking as much like a good guy as he can. so you might never suspect his true satanic nature and sly evil intentions. That's why the Lord, Yahweh, told you to be wise as serpents, Matthew chapter 10, verse 16. My dear listening friends, pray that you might become skilled in discerning your enemy's camouflage. Remember, he comes looking much like a minister of righteousness, or, as the Bible says, an angel of light, who knows how to blend into your world and to look and talk like a friend. Don't go by feelings alone. Be careful about flattery and know your Lord through prayer and let God's word dwell richly in you, being filled with the Spirit, Acts chapter 2, verse 4, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18. You want to be able to well defend yourself against the tricks of the serpent, especially in these last days, Genesis chapter 3, verses 1 through 4. So get ready, the day of the Lord is at hand. Get right with God while you still can. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith, unto you, my friends, and unto the churches. Now I preached other call in a church service.
Oh, friend out there in radio land, listen, friend, sir, gentleman, rabbi, prophet, priest, whoever, the divine pleading of the Holy Spirit unctioning through me, this cry, come to Christ. It is not that the end times are coming, the end times are here, friend. And today is the day of salvation. Isaiah 1:18 says, come now. Friend, don't come later. Come now, don't come later. I mean, if you wait till tomorrow, it's too late. Because you may die. You may not be here. If you die without Christ, you're lost. But come now. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow.
My friends, support has slowed some because some have lost their jobs and can no longer give. If you can give, please pray. This program is listener-supported. It's the only biblical way it can stay on the air. I cannot sell CDs or DVDs or books like others do. That is how secular programs make it. And God will not let me do that. He has told me very clearly, no, you can't do that. Rely on offerings. So if support does not come in, I have to reduce programs until what I can pay for matches the number of programs I have. So please tune in this coming Wednesday night to frequency 5070 at 7 p.m. There is not enough sponsors for that program, and it may have to be canceled. That's 5070 Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You calculate your time zone. Here are two letters to Signs, P.O. Box 122, Lyle, New York, 13797. Two listeners from Ohio wrote, Dear Brother and Sister Johnson, thank you for your faithfulness, and may God's grace and mercy be with you all the days of your life. Your loyal Wednesday and Saturday listeners. Brother and Sister Johnson's reply, that was awesome, and it blessed our hearts. We thank you so much for the support, and also for the 4 first-class stamps that you sent. My. God bless you both. Another listener wrote, but I do not know the state. Brother Johnson, thank you for your ministry. Please use this offering for Wednesday 5070. God bless. Thank you. I surely will. It is caring folks like you that will be what Yahweh uses to keep Wednesday nights on the air. Be blessed. Amen. Now, my friends, I am about to give you my virtual recorder number, slow enough for you to write it down, or you can even dial it as I say it. Please get your phone or your pen and paper ready, because here it comes, slowly. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Thank you for your letters and calls, our friends, for being here with us tonight on Signs International Radio. As we all get ready to meet the Lord in the air, He is coming soon. We pray you are ready and you will go up with us. Signs listeners are the best, and we truly love to hear from you. Always remember, Signs Radio cannot stay on the air without your support. It is listener-supported. You are loved.
I love you.
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 And I love you.
Even if you can't give, you are loved. Be awesomely blessed. Maranatha, Watchman's Shofar.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.